Hello, everyone. Welcome to Outlet Podcast, where you can let it all out in a safe environment. I'm your host, Juan, and welcome to episode 5. So I'm going to be talking about a quote that very much motivates and sits in the forefront of my mind each day. I believe that every single day that we get above this earth is a blessing. While I'm here, I want to make it last. I want to make it count. I don't want to be another statistic. I want you guys to witness. I will overcome all my life objections, cross off all my life goals, and make examples of what happens when you try your best. I make sure every day I put in the work necessary to better myself and my people. It's a slow process, but I'll continue to be a student and apply as much pressure as possible. I want true growth from within that translates into real life assets. I have high quality goals of myself, and I'll do whatever it takes to succeed. Now, the one thing that is often holding a lot of us back isn't lack of resources. It isn't the lack of information. Nor is it someone pushing us down. It's usually the person you see in the mirror. We tend to make excuses naturally as humans, and once we start that, it usually becomes a disastrous snowball effect. It becomes a bad habit that usually leads us to a complete opposite direction of which we are trying to go. Before I get into this, I just kindly like that you could take some time to rate, review, subscribe, depending on which platform you are listening to from, as it is much appreciated and could go a long way. So what is the quote? The quote is carpe diem, which means seize the day. By seizing the day, you're usually not making excuses. That is usually the number one thing that holds a lot of us back. We're just making excuses. So, why do we often make excuses whenever we encounter a difficult challenge or an obstacle? Unfortunately, the answer depends on both your personal situation and the challenge you're currently facing. You may come up with excuses in your head in order to maintain your own comfort, or an excuse to tell someone else because you simply can't say no. Here are 10 common reasons why people make excuses throughout their lives. 1, you're experiencing fear. 2, you don't want to fail. 3, you don't know what to expect. 4, you don't have a specific goal. 5, you're scared of making a mistake. 6, you're comparing yourself to others. 7, you're protecting your identity. 8, you're not motivated. 9, you lack resources. 10, you're stuck in your ways. Why are all these things bad? Aside from the fact they're probably not true statements when you say them, and when you think about them out loud, they're probably causing you to limit yourself. The reasons for making excuses keep you going down the same old path, preventing you from growing or branching out. Here are some specific reasons why it's important to stop. Excuses lead to a failure in reaching your full potential. When you make an excuse, you aren't giving yourself a shot to succeed, which can limit you in every area of your life. You may never even know what you're capable of doing if you have an excuse for everything that comes your way. Excuses can hold you back from a lot of things, including getting further in your career, getting healthier, or creating new relationships. Don't settle for less by making an excuse simply because you don't want to have to put forth effort to challenge yourself. That is complacency. If you make excuses to not move up in life, you're still in a mediocre position that keeps you content at best. Excuses will make you regret the road not taken. If you're making an excuse to not do something, there's a big chance that you'll end up regretting doing so. You don't want to look back on your life when you're on your deathbed and have a lot of feelings of, I wish. It's better to live a life of, oh well, than what ifs. I think of this one quote that J. Cole said, get it poppin', it ain't like life come often. The only thing worse than death is a regret-filled coffin. If you try something instead of making up excuses to avoid it, there's a big chance that you'll be glad you tried. If you sit back and do nothing, there's an equally big chance that you'll regret not knowing how it would have turned out. So focus on taking actions. 3, stop blaming others. Take ownership of your life and recognize when you're blaming others. Exercise the authority you have over your life by taking charge of anything that is within your control. 4, take responsibility of all your actions. We can't change someone's life circumstances or how other people behave towards us, but we control our responses by taking these things to change an outcome. Taking responsibility also requires changing your mindset. This may sound cheesy, but reciting to yourself, it is to be, it is up to me. It's simple to remember and will remind you that you're responsible for doing anything that you're able to do if there is a need. Excuses prevent growth. The laziness that is leading you to not challenge yourself can also prevent you from growing or changing. Your excuses help you live with the failed expectations that you already had for yourself. So if you never expected yourself to grow, you certainly won't grow if you keep adding excuses. It's just like, are you going to keep filling in that bucket of doubt, or are you going to fill yourself with confidence, with courage to take these risks and to just go for it, take the leap of faith? Excuses will teach your children the same bad habit. I don't know about you guys or the listeners, but I have a family. I have a young daughter that I want to set an example for. And kids, they mimic your actions. They don't really mimic what you say. They mimic what you do. So if you want your children to be successful and confident in their endeavors, and you don't want them to live a life full of excuses or mediocrity, you're going to have to pursue everything you want to do. Even if you have some reservations or a fear of failing, you got to go for it, because at the end of the day, that child is depending on you. You know, some of you guys are older siblings. You have younger siblings that are looking up to you. You may have nieces, nephews, friends, colleagues. You never know who you influence. So just keep that in mind. What example do you want to set for others? 13 steps to stop making excuses. First one is stop comparing yourself to others. Instead of focusing on what you don't have, focus on your strengths and adopt a mindset of gratitude. Being grateful for the opportunities that are available for you is a great way to help you grow and improve the way that you're feeling about yourself. Two, stop fearing the unknown. So many good things can come from your life or the risk you take that are just unknown to you. Don't assume that anything that is unknown to you is going to turn out as a negative thing. Get used to stepping out of your comfort zone by doing it more often. Switch up your daily routine by taking a different route to work or going to a new exercise class. Sign up for that class, that online course that you've been thinking about. Message that person that you've been meaning to have a conversation with. Preventing yourself from falling into a strict routine in the first place or disconnecting from your internal autopilot will help you become welcome to the unknown rather than fear. 5. Take action every single day. Recognize that the first step will be the hardest. You're the only person who can make it happen, though. So act on it. Challenge yourself to do at least one thing every single day to help you get towards your life goals. Doing this will help you start to recognize the necessary steps towards achieving your life goals. 7. Take time to learn from your mistakes. Determine what specific action led to the mistake. In the job interview, for an example, were you nervous? Did you respond too quickly to a question without stopping to gather your thoughts? If this is the case, maybe you need to do some interviewing practice so that you're more comfortable with the process. 8. Don't focus on your weaknesses. Perform a personal SWOT analysis. This means writing down your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that are relevant to achieving your goal. This will help you recognize your weaknesses, but will also help you take your focus off them as you are looking at the factors that you have in your favor. 9. Change your attitude. Be proactive without expecting to see a result. While the steps you take are based upon the results you'd like to see, don't go into it with high and immediate expectations. This will only be setting yourself up for disappointment. Do your best, but obsess over the ultimate outcome. Enjoy the process. 10. Believe in yourself. Take a few minutes to list the things that you're good at doing and the successes you've had in the past. Then, recognize that everything you listed is evidence that you can in fact succeed. Sometimes we forget how successful we have been in the past. Next time you think you can do something, alter your focus on the things you have already accomplished and about how you can make a current goal into a reality. 11. Visualize your success. Get comfortable, close your eyes, and imagine what you would like to see if your dream was realized. Practice doing this at any time you feel a dip in motivation. 12. Remember, it's okay not to be perfect. Next time you make a mistake, find a lesson on it and move on. Analyze your decisions and correct your behavior and get right back on the path. 13. Know when you can change your excuses habit. It's never too late. Just say yes the next time any sort of opportunity presents itself to you that is relevant to helping you meet your goal, and agree without hesitation. When it comes to your own future, making excuses is a habit that is limiting your ability to meet your full potential. It could keep you spinning wheels for years without making any progress and lead you to feeling dissatisfaction with life or a lack of purpose. If you choose to blame other people for your own action, this can lead to bad outcomes, including developing bad reputation with colleagues and peers. You may take this opposite extreme and give other people for credit for work that you actually did. If this is the case, you will likely be wondering why you're not making progress towards achieving your goals. So just start with one or two. Once these are mastered, You add a few more. It won't take long to follow all these habits and set you up for long-term success in your life. It is important to make the best out of every situation and instead never make an excuse that is not valid. So that wraps up excuses. And just a reminder of what the quote is, it's carpe diem, which is Latin for seize the day. And that is what I want you guys to go out and do. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, we're just going to take some time to do a breathing technique. For those of you who have been here before, you know what's up. We're going to focus on taking two big inhales through your nose, breathing through your diaphragm, and exhale through your mouth, focusing on stomach breathing. We're going to do three of them together right now. Centered. All right, now focus. Remember, you are loved, you are beautiful, you are smart, you are hardworking, you are healthy, you are wealthy, you are secure, you're blessed, you are courage, you are bold, you are honorable, you are honest, you are humble, you are strong, and most importantly, you are you. Embrace it, love it, rock it. This has been another episode of Outlet. I just want to send some love and light to you all, and I'll see you guys next week.